Chickpea in Western Cuba. Agrodiversity Fair's contributions authors Regla Amaria Cardenas Treviso, Rodobaldo Ortiz Perez and Dania Vargas Blandino. Abstract Introduction. The Cuban government has attached importance to the national production of chickpea, with the purpose of substituting imports, meeting market demands and contributing to food security and sovereignty. Objective: to present the contributions of the agrodiversity fairs in the selection of new chickpea, Cicer iridinum genotypes in Western Cuba. Materials and methods. The work was developed during the period 2000 to 2018. The selection of chickpea materials from six nurseries introduced by the National Institute of Agricultural Sciences, INCA, from the International Center for Agricultural Research in Dry Areas, ICARDA, and nine commercial varieties donated by the Institute for Fundamental Research in Tropical Agriculture, INIFAT, were analyzed. They were planted in three locations in the western region of Cuba. Agrodiversity fairs were held to select the genotypes with the best agricultural production performance. Results. The comparison between the international nurseries did not show significant agro-productive differences between them. The variables with the greatest weight in the agro-productive characterization were days to maturation, days to flowering, number of branches, plant height, and yield. The largest number of genotypes selected in the agrodiversity fairs corresponded to the elite international nursery for Latin American. The average yield of the selected materials was above 1.00 THA 1. Conclusions. The holding of chickpea agrodiversity fairs has provided 17 new materials with suitable productive and culinary behavior and adaptability to the edaphoclimatic conditions of different locations in Western Cuba. Keywords: genotypes, yield, nursery, food security.